Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me!
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Oh, I forgot about that. You know what? We'll say it again. American Furniture Galleries. Are you smarter than Katie? I don't want to step on their toes.
Okay.
They're beautifully manicured toes. And thank you very much for supporting the show.
I was just there yesterday.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yep.
Which location? They've got so many.
The Auburn...
Sacramento. It's the Sacramento one.
Yep.
Very. That's their biggest one, I think.
I think it is. New bedroom sets for the girls.
Ooh. Yep. Allison, good morning.
Hey.
Jackpot's up to $400. Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Here we go. Question one.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish, she's not a rapper, but is apparently a big hip-hop fan. She was asked who she thinks is the greatest female rapper of all time, and her answer, Kevin... was Nicki Minaj.
Yes, Billy.
Is Nicki Minaj 10, 15, or 20 years older than Billie Eilish?
15.
Question two. Mexico is taking huge steps to combat childhood obesity and diabetes. They're one of very few nations that have now banned all sugary and salty processed junk food from all of their schools. How about that? The new president of Mexico is a first for their country. Why?
Why what?
Why is the new president a first for Mexico?
She's a woman.
All righty. Question three. Morgan Wallen was the musical guest on SNL over the weekend, and people are wondering why he left so abruptly. At the end of the show, he waved, hugged the host, and then stormed off the stage, later posting a picture from his jet talking about how he couldn't wait to leave. What's going on there? The host was Oscar winner Mikey Madsen, who won her Oscar for what movie?
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty. Question four. Mr. Beast seems to have his fingers in everything that can make a person money, from clothing to toys to food. Well, now he's getting into novels. He and famed writer James Patterson are teaming up to write a thriller, which already, of course, has a bidding war on the film rights. Wowie wow. True or false, Mr. Beast owns Prime Energy Drink?
True.
And question five, Jelly Roll recently bought a fan a brand new car. He heard her story of being a homeless drug addict at one point who not only cleaned up but started a nonprofit that now helps other homeless addicts. If he bought her a Ford Bronco for $40,000 and she had to pay 10% taxes on it, how much is that?
$4,000.
All righty, Kevin, go get Katie. And Allison, what are we doing this morning?
I just dropped off my kid at childcare, and now I'm getting the day started.
Yeah, and what does that mean, getting the day started? What does your day look like?
I'm working.
You're working where? Doing what?
I am a professor for Penn State, actually. Ah.
Shut up!
Gavin!
You love Penn State!
Let me lie!
We are!
Penn State, baby.
That's what we do.
Wow.
Where are you calling from?
Woodland.
Woodland.
And you're a professor?
Online?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is so cool.
That's very cool.
Have you ever been to Penn State?
I used to live there, yeah.
You used to live at State College? Oh, my God. We've got so much to talk about. Okay. We're going to bore everybody.
Leave her alone.
Allison, I'm going to put you on hold. That is exciting. Okay, here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Billie Eilish. She apparently is a big hip-hop fan. She was asked during an interview who she thought the greatest female rapper of all time was.
Okay.
She said Nicki Minaj. Hmm. Yeah. Is Nicki Minaj 10, 15, or 20 years older than Billie Eilish?
Oh, probably 20.
Yeah. She is 20. Well, technically she's 19, close to 20. I just needed to make it easy.
Okay.
Yeah. Question two. Mexico, taking huge steps to fight childhood obesity and diabetes. They're one of very few nations that have now banned all sugary and salty processed junk food from all of their schools.
Wow, good for them.
Yeah. The new president of Mexico is a first for the country. Yep. Why?
She is a woman.
That's right.
And she doesn't take any ass.
I know, I like her. Claudia Sheinbaum. She used to be a scientist.
Okay.
I like that too. Question three, Morgan Wallen was the musical guest on SNL. Did you see the clip of him at the end of the show?
No.
So people are like, what is the story there? He, you know, at the end of the show, everybody comes out.
Yep.
So he's there. He looks mad.
Okay.
He like quickly waves to the camera, hugs the host, and then walks off the stage before the show was even over.
Okay.
And then he posted a picture from his jet, kind of like saying, like, I can't wait to get the hell out of here.
Why?
I don't know.
Man, he's such an a-hole.
He really is.
God.
Really is.
You know what? Enjoy this moment for
yourself. I know.
You get to, because you're so close to getting arrested for something.
You're on stage at Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Like, soak that up, a-hole. Anyway. The host of the host of SNL was Oscar winner Mikey Madsen, who just won an Oscar for what movie?
Save the Last Dance.
Anora.
I don't know what you're saying.
Anora, you'd really like it. Question four. Mr. Beast, he's got his fingers in everything now, from toys to clothing to food. And now he's getting into his something else.
Okay.
Novels.
As in writing them or reading them?
Writing them. He's teaming up with James Patterson, which you've seen at every beach Airbnb you've ever stayed at.
Okay.
And they are writing a thriller together, which already has a bidding war for film rights. It's not even done.
Man.
How? Okay. True or false, Mr. Beast owns Prime Energy Drink?
False.
That is correct.
Don't the Jake Pauls?
The Jake Pauls own that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Question five. Jelly Roll bought a fan a new car, and it's because he heard her story that once she was a homeless drug addict who not only cleaned herself up, but she started a nonprofit in Canada, and now she does the same thing for other homeless addicts as well. It's a really great story. So if he bought her a Ford Bronco for $40,000, and she has to pay the taxes of 10% on it, how much is that?
4,000?
Oh my God, Kevin.
Yes.
Yes.
She's getting it.
There.
You're getting it.
10%.
All right.
Zero.
Allison, are you there?
I am.
What are you a professor of?
Nutrition.
Nutrition.
I need help with that.
That's great. Yeah.
We have tried to help you. Stop eating dairy. It's literally that simple. You're lactose intolerant.
I'd rather have Allison teach me.
What's that, Allison?
I'd love to come into the studio and join you one morning.
Oh my God, come do it. Yes.
Yeah, listen, stay on hold. We'll get your information. But it's not to win a prize because you got two and Katie got four.
Ooh,
wow.
Yeah, so Katie.
Smarter than a professor.
I'm smarter
than a professor.
A Penn State professor.
Yeah, but what I'm smart about is the Jake Pauls.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So,
Allison, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today. But stay on hold, though. Mm-hmm. We would love to have you come in for the studio for something.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.